Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 4 February. That's right, 4 February 2015. It is Wednesday. You're in the right place. Yes, the Power Hour is on the air. And we're telling you that the usual. Remember how we have said that when they have three stories, and a story always ends up being that third story? I mean, usually three top stories, and they'll rotate amongst them. They're all the agenda stories. Every third story now is the Jordanian pilot. If you haven't heard, a Jordanian pilot was allegedly, we don't know for sure, but they're saying that they have not authenticated the video, but everybody's talking about it as if it is real. And wouldn't it be something if they would come back later and say, well, it wasn't really real, but they've already done the damage. They've done the damage by saying, this is the most vile, horrible. I mean, they use every adjective they possibly can come up with to say how horrible these people are. And then they talk in terms of, oh, by the way, and the guy that they killed, the pilot, was a Sunni Muslim. So now this ought to really make the Muslims upset and the Jordanians upset. Oh, my gosh. It is just never ending. Thinking of the most egregious kind of thing they can do to someone, the most horrible thing they can do to someone. And then teasing you and telling you, well, we can't show it to you. We can't show it to you. But we've all seen it. I mean, doesn't it make you wonder who releases videos to which people? In other words, most of the government employees at the government elite employees at the House of Representatives and the Senate have seen it, and the media has seen it, but you're not supposed to see it. How long will it take before it gets on the internet? That's right. Probably is already there. The other story that is huge is measles outbreak, and boy, are they using this story to create quarantine and mandatory vaccination. It's going to be ugly for those that have not vaccinated and choose not to vaccinate their children or themselves. It's going to get ugly. It's going to start with children first. Has everybody forgotten all of the Gulf War veterans that were injured by vaccines? Who came down with unbelievable cases of multiple sclerosis, Guillain-Barré, Lou Gehrig's disease. Have people forgotten all of those? And it's like, hush, don't talk about that, because we want to focus on measles and how bad it is. Really? There's 102 cases in 14 states. How many per state? That's not even one per state. I mean, that's not even two per state if you were to include all 50 states. It's amazing how they're making the measles epidemic to be so bad, given the fact that we all had measles. It was no big deal. Everybody went over to somebody's house to get their children exposed to measles. But now it's because they want to sell vaccines. It's a big deal. They're even talking about putting parents in jail for this. Are you kidding me? And so they have two people come out, Rand Paul and Governor Christie, and they play, you know, good cop, bad cop with the issue by saying that parents should have the choice. And Rand Paul says he has seen and heard of vaccine-injured children, but my children are vaccinated. Of course, everybody that is an MD or DO will end their statement by saying that, except for a couple of physicians who are out on a limb and being threatened with having their licenses removed for not vaccinating or not supporting vaccinations and or pharmaceutical companies. Hey, and also, what are the 7 spices you must have for survival? We'll talk about that. Lots of things at the Power Hour. We'll be back. 3 minutes. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so very much for being a part of the Power Hour. And to Dr. Ted Brower yesterday for being on the Power Hour. I will be on Catherine Albrecht's show tomorrow. Wanted to give you an update. She's doing great. Her gorgeous hair did not have to be cut, just a very small area in the back. So she is doing really well. So thrilled to hear that. Doing extremely well. I am so happy for her. So just to bring you that good news, but I will be doing her show tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time. In the news is Ukraine, of course, and Russia is ganging up on Ukraine. That's the story, and it's all about should we arm Ukraine. Now, Ukraine has a lot of weapons industries. They do pretty well on their own. They don't need the United States armaments. Well, they do probably some of them that they don't make. However, the United States wants to get their finger in by offering or giving or selling weapons. And having almost ownership over that country because of their involvement. And as you can see it happening, the story is, should we give arms or should we supply arms to Ukraine? And, you know, the agenda stories are just beyond I mean, if you watch CNN, especially Carol Costello, who is on after, I think it's after the power hour's over, or around 9 o'clock, I think. Anyway, she is such a lead the jury and leading the witness to a conclusion person. It's so easy to see with her how they handle the story, and especially when it comes to vaccines. Well, obviously, vaccines are safe. We know that, don't we? And we know that there was only one fraudulent story that showed that there might be a relationship to autism, and that was disproven, wasn't it? And he was lost his license, which they don't tell the rest of that story either. So it's agenda story after agenda story. Like I was saying, there's three main stories: vaccine, Ukraine, and Jordan. And they go between those three. Like there is no other news. Well, yes, they've been, you know, hitting on, there was an accident in New York, and the rail train hit a car, and that's horrible. And a plane crashed in, I forget which country it crashed in, but it's, you know, and 21 people were killed in that air crash. But it's the three main stories they keep going between. So you know that is the agenda. And they are trying to get you to believe that Russia is bad, Ukraine is good, we need to go over there and support all those Baltic countries. Number two, we need mandatory vaccines. And that's the way all their stories end up. So obviously we can see that we must have mandatory vaccines, right? And then the other one is, now, should we consider putting parents in jail for not vaccinating? And they haven't put on one vaccine-injured person, nor have they interviewed one vaccine-injured person. And they don't do that because they keep all the focus on vaccines are good, they're perfect. Anyway, moving on, ISIS allegedly has burned alive a Jordanian hostage pilot. Now, that is horrible. Now, who is ISIS? You know, have you looked up ISIS? Have you done a start page on ISIS? There's a company called ISIS here in the United States that's involved in counter espionage and terrorism and everything else. Is that the ISIS we're talking about? Are they the ones that are running this whole operation? I don't know. But the United States has been supporting them financially. So is it the United States that was involved in the burning of the Jordanian hostage? I don't know. A lot of this stuff seems so scripted, like it was coming out of the Pentagon. Anyway, so ISIS released this 20-minute video. And even the AP is saying they cannot confirm the authenticity of the video. Okay, why is it with the Pentagon, with all their abilities, why don't they authenticate something before releasing it, especially something as horrible as this? That doesn't make any sense either. Anyway, they say the clip was released on militant websites, bore the logo of the extremist group's Al-Furqan media service. Well, right there, that's evidence for you, isn't it? And they said that the video featured the slick production and graphics used in previous videos released by the group. I haven't seen one video yet with any slick production. Have you? And graphics? I haven't seen any from those guys driving their Toyota Tundras around the sand with the ISIS flags. So Jordan vows revenge for the ISIS execution of the pilot and has now executed two prisoners. Now we're going to continue the fight back and forth and back and forth. And Muslims are killing Muslims now. Make no mistake there. Muslims are killing Muslims so that they can further incense and inflame the Muslim population. Think about the, and the Jordanian population too, and the Syrian population. But think about, like they're saying, the Quran says you don't burn people. According to the Muslim religion, burning is left to God. No man would ever burn anyone. Well, I can't even imagine why anybody would even entertain the idea of burning someone. So they're saying none of this makes sense. So who are these ISIS people? Now they're trying to remove the stigma away from the Muslims, sort of. So it's just going to be one more campaign, a campaign after campaign after campaign of who can kill the most people. It's just getting crazy. Crazy. It's been crazy for a long time. Anyway, ISIS burns alive the Jordanian hostage pilot and offers gold as a reward for more, for the death of more coalition pilots. ISIS released a video showing a Jordanian pilot captured by the Islamic State extremist group being burned to death. And they are offering gold on more pilots that are put to death. And he was part of the quote-unquote coalition. U.S. coalition has now conducted 14 airstrikes against ISIS in Syria and Iraq. According to Sputnik News, the U.S.-led coalition continued their onslaught against Islamic State, conducting 5 airstrikes against the Islamic militants in Syria and 9 in Iraq between Monday and Tuesday. Now, what is worse? Burning alive people with 500-pound Hellfire missiles? And think how many people we have killed doing that. In Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Somalia, in Pakistan. How many people have we burned alive? But that's okay. Because that's in the name of war, and because war is okay, because it's really not killing, it's murdering, or it's not murder, it's killing, it's, you know, the argument that goes on. 14 airstrikes in Syria. For what reason? Why are we killing people in Syria? Well, all you have to do is call him a bad guy, and you have the right to do it, I guess. Wait a minute, are we at war with Syria? I don't recall that ever being decided by the House of Representatives. And effectively, Zero Hedge says that this is effectively World War III. Iraq is warning all the world's capitals are under threat from ISIS, with nearly 1,400 killed in Iraq in January alone. 800 of them civilians. I don't know where they get their figures from, but we're supposed to trust them on that. Anyway, Foreign Minister Ibrahim al-Jafari told his visiting Austrian counterpart that the fight against the Islamic State is effectively World War III, and that all the world's major capitals are under threat. And how do you fight people that aren't an army? How do you fight people that aren't organized? You know, and I hear all of these experts on TV, you know, they've got to be 30-year-old experts on, you know, well, they have a British brogue or a British accent, so that makes them an expert. And they always pull out the ones with the British accent when they really want to get a message across to people. I've noticed that. And they say, well, ISIS people, well, they come and go. You know, they're not organized. They come and go. Really? So they've got control over, what, one-third of Iraq now, and they're not organized? That would seem pretty organized to me. There are people that come into ISIS and they leave the next day. You know, these 30-year-old, you know, foreign experts say, they know all about it. They know all about. And then, you know, another thing that I really need to mention is that CNN, methinks they doth educate too much. Okay, now let's talk about the two guys that head ISIS. Now, who are these guys? Where did they come from? Tell us more about them. What did they have to do with 9/11? Or what did they have to do with this or that? And they act like and they talk as if they've known all this stuff for years about ISIS, though they suddenly came out of nowhere because they were, you know, al-Qaeda on steroids. But now all capitals are under threat. So you know what that means. More fear, more fear. Are people scared? No, they're not. It is not working. Another conspiracy theory becomes fact about the oil collapse. We'll talk about that after this 4-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley. Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door is locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This hour, thank you for joining us. It's all about the if you can find it. It is so amazing how the news is manipulated and created. How much of it, if we knew, I mean, if we were able to see how much of the news was created, we would be shocked. I really believe that. Do I think it's all created? Not yet. But I think it's close. I really think it is close. Another conspiracy theory becomes fact. The entire oil collapse is about crushing Russia's control over Syria. And so the great chess game involving Saudi Arabia, Russia, the United States, Qatar, Syria, ISIS, Ukraine, natural gas, lots and lots of oil is now being revealed. While the markets are still debating whether the price of oil is more impacted by the excess pumping of crude here or the lack of demand there, or if it is all just a mechanical squeeze by momentum-chasing algos who know how to buy in the milliseconds before 2:30 p.m., he said we bring readers' attention back to what several months ago was debunked as a deep conspiracy theory. Back then, Zero Hedge wrote that about a certain visit by John Kerry to Saudi Arabia on September 11th of all days, remember that, to negotiate a secret deal with the late, now late, King Abdullah, so as to get a green light in order to launch its airstrikes against ISIS, or rather parts of Iraq and Syria. Not surprising, it is once again Assad whose fate was the bargaining chip to get the Saudis in on the U.S. side, because in order to launch the incursion into Syrian sovereign territory, it took months of behind-the-scenes work by the United States and Arab leaders who agreed on the need to cooperate against Islamic State, but not how or when. The process gave the Saudis leverage to extract a fresh U.S. commitment to beef up training for rebels fighting Assad, whose demise the Saudis still see as a top priority. And it's all about the money and the control. Argentine president arrest warrant was discovered. Now, this story is, I think, very important, but yet you have to wonder. Because remember the prosecutor that was found dead with a bullet wound to the front of his head and no residue on his hands? Well, they're saying that it would have provoked a crisis without precedence in Argentina had this become known or had this happened. There was a draft of a warrant for the arrest of President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, accusing her of trying to shield Iranian officials from responsibility in the 1994 bombing of a Jewish center. Anyway, the prosecutor, Alberto Nisman, was found dead, and this was found in his trash, this draft. The new revelation has further inflamed theories regarding the heightened tensions between him and the government before he was found dead, as it would have been a scandal on a level previously unseen in Argentina. And the UK has given a green light to combining the DNA of three parents in unborn babies. The lower house of the UK Parliament voted by an overwhelming majority, on Tuesday to allow the use of a third-person DNA to fix genetic disorders in unborn babies, making Britain the first country to do so. God made man, or man made men? That's what we're going to be seeing, I'm afraid. Every second child born in Spain is going to be diagnosed with cancer. That is horrendous. Every second person born in Spain will likely be diagnosed with cancer. That was president of the Spanish Society of Medical Oncology that said that on Tuesday, speaking at the ceremony marking World Cancer Day observed on February 4th. They said that over 227,000 new cases of cancer will be recorded in Spain in 2015. And so what are they attacking and what are they doing? Oh, measles. Ebola. But are they doing anything about cancer? Not really. Did you hear that Obama responded to the ISIS burning the pilot alive incident by promoting Obamacare? Kit Daniels said that after the Islamic State released the video, Obama contrasted the death and destruction of ISIS with the benefits of Obamacare, which he claimed makes people healthier and their lives better. Has a lot to do with that, doesn't it? St. Louis police are threatening to quit if. I'll tell you what that's all about after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Minutes after the hour. Thank you so much for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. I want to encourage you to order this week from the Power Mall. That is, if there are things that you want or need, hopefully you will need things that we have here. We are trying to raise some money this week, and we are offering an almost 20% off savings on just about everything. And that's because we need to move some product, and so we need your support. We don't do this very often. I think we did it the last time 2 years ago. It's pretty overwhelming for the people in the Power Mall because a lot of people do want to order, get their spices, get their supplements, get their hemp, you know, protein, whatever it is that you want to get. Now is a really good time to do it. 20% off sale. And call the Power Mall at, if you have unlimited minutes, please use those, 573-378-6049, 573-378-6049, and order from the Power Mall. Now, if the phone's busy, just call back. Please be patient with us because it is hard, and Rebecca is going to give birth any day now. She is still working, and she is up to the time of delivery. I mean, she is an amazing woman. And it's going to be kind of tough and kind of tight at the Power Hour. So please be patient with us, but please purchase from the Power Mall. In a little bit, I'm going to give you the 7 most important spices for survival. And we have 6 of them at the Power Mall. So we'll get to that in just a second. Getting back to the news, BRICS Bank legislation has been submitted to Russian Parliament. The Russian government has submitted a bill to Parliament to ratify the BRICS Bank. Now, the New Development Bank, which is the name that they are going to call it, the New Development Bank, it's really a combination of 5 countries, that Brazil, Russia, India, China, and who is the S? Who is the S? I forgot who the S is. Anyway, the 5 countries are going to be calling this the New Development Bank. They're going to have assets of $100 billion. South Africa, of course, South Africa, from these 5 countries. Now, they're all going to need to do to come into agreement and ratify this legislation. So as soon as all 5 of them ratify the legislation, then it's going to be a done deal. Some people think it will not be a big threat to the World Bank. Some people think it will be a big threat to the World Bank. Obama says they're going to deploy all assets to rescue American women held by ISIS. He told the Today Show yesterday that the United States is working to release a 26-year-old American woman from the Islamic State. The terrorists captured the woman on August 30th. The family requested that the media not release the woman's identity. Little questionable. Obama administration grants immunity to CDC scientists that fudged a vaccine report. Don't you love it? Now, if you were to do that, it'd be misconduct, it'd be fraud, it would be whatever. If they do it, they fudge a vaccine report. Anyway, a whistleblower plans to testify before Congress. I think this is pretty amazing, don't you? That nobody gets into trouble if they do it, but if we do it, of course, you know what happens. The Obama administration has granted whistleblower immunity to a federal government scientist that claimed that he intentionally omitted information in the study that could have shown a race-based link between vaccines and childhood diseases, including autism. Now, that scientist is still employed by the CDC. Don't you love Centers for Disease Control? Anyway, they're working closely with the congressman's office to tell the story to lawmakers on Capitol Hill. But they can do whatever they choose to do. The gravy train is over for welfare recipients in Maine. They're saying get a job. A law passed in 2008 was put on hold because of the recession and high unemployment. But the governor has now reinstated it, moving forward, and going to force at least 6,000 people of the state's welfare recipients either get a job or go hungry. They maintain all these people for a long, long time and then all of a sudden drop them. Well, there's some people that shouldn't be dropped, and there's probably some people that certainly should be dropped. But, you know, get ready. It's going to be coming everywhere. A man tried to pay his taxes in $1 bills, and they put him in jail. That's right. According to the affidavit, the deputy was at the annex, 600 Scott Street, just after 2 p.m., when Wichita County tax assessor collector Tommy Smith and Timothy Andrew Norris, 20, told Timothy Andrew Norris, 27, to leave the tax office. Smith accused Norris of disrupting the operation and efficiency of the tax office by attempting to pay $600 worth of property taxes with $1 bills. The bills were said to be folded so tightly it required tax office personnel approximately 6 minutes to unfold each bill. Oh, I don't know what the point is, but, you know, pick your battles carefully, guys. Pick your battles carefully. Mercury levels in Hawaiian yellowfin tuna is increasing. Mercury concentrations in the yellowfin tuna are increasing at a rate of 3.8% or more per year, according to a new University of Michigan study. That says that, are you ready for this? Rising atmospheric levels of the toxin are to blame. No mention of Fukushima. and a Missouri company invents an amazing survival moped that could help you bug out on a gallon of gas. This thing is really incredible. It's made in Kansas City. It's called a survival bike. It's a moped designed to be, as the Motoped website puts it, a utilitarian, military-inspired super hauler. Ideal for bugging out in style on two wheels. It has a primary fuel tank and two auxiliary tanks, which allow up to 500 miles of travel without a fill-up. Check out the picture of this. Go to the news section or the email blast, but go to the news section at thepowerhour.com. Look at the picture of this thing. Woo, it's really, it's a serious, serious moped. And I think it price begins at around $2,500. So be ready to put out some money if you're going to get one. St. Louis police are threatening to quit or slow down if civilian oversight passes. Unbelievable. You know how they've been calling for, or a lot of people have been calling for, civilian oversight boards so that we could look at what happens, not just the police always saying they did nothing wrong, they did nothing wrong. So when there is an event that occurs and a complaint, the people would be represented on a board. And this bill was going to create a 7-member civilian oversight board for the St. Louis Police Department. And they think it's going to pass next month. But the majority of the Board of Aldermen and Mayor Francis are attaching their names to it and want it to pass. But the police said, fine, we'll quit or have a slowdown. Wow, what are you afraid of, cops? And Steve Watson has the story of cops that burst into an 11-year-old girl's bedroom and ordered her to floor at gunpoint. Florida police officers let themselves into a Groveland home last week, then ran into a girl's bedroom, pointing guns at her, yelling at her to drop to the floor. The girl's father is seeking justice after the cops responded to a burglar alarm by entering a side door to the property, making their way upstairs and into the child's room without identifying themselves. Well, at least she didn't get tased or killed. The White House is now predicting a record $3.176 trillion in tax revenues. Wow. The data that the White House published with Obama's fiscal 2016 budget proposal yesterday indicate that the federal deficit will increase by 20% during the fiscal year. Are they ever going to pay it off? No. They have no plans on paying anything off, ladies and gentlemen. The S&P, Standards and Poor's, is going to pay a $1.4 billion settlement to end probes stemming from the 08 recession. Standard and Poor's is going to pay $1.4 billion in order to settle allegations that it knowingly defrauded investors by manipulating interest rates ahead of the 2008 financial crisis. Why don't they go to jail or prison? And did you hear the story about the Good Samaritans that donated to a Detroit man who walks 21 miles to work each day, unable to afford a car? Detroit resident James Robertson walked 21-mile trip, round trip, to his factory job each day. A local man noticed his plight and began offering him rides. Now an online donation page has reeled in plenty of money for a car and more. And as of the time of this printing, the Help James Robertson Get a Car had more than $222,000 in donations. And I would say go to the GoFundMe page, Sheriff Mac. GoFundMe, Sheriff Mac, and please help out Sheriff Mac. That's a really good page to go to. And they're trying, there's a lot of people that are really helping out Sheriff Mac and trying to help him raise the money for all of his medical bills. Not only does the United States want all of the resources in this country and every other country on this planet, but now the United States, are you ready for this? Tell me this isn't the goal of the United States everywhere. Is issuing licenses for mineral mining on the moon. The United States government is taking a new and early approach to spur commercial development of space, getting into the moon early and getting all of the resources there. Moon mining, mineral mining on the moon. And Google is paying Adblock to unblock their ads. If you're a savvy internet user, you probably are using some sort of ad blocker. The most popular ad blocker is called Adblock Plus, which boasts over 300 million downloads nationwide. That's a lot of advertising dollars that are going unseen by internet users. Anyway, Google, along with Amazon, Microsoft, and Taboola, have decided to do something about it. The Financial Times is reporting that these companies have paid Adblock Plus to allow their ads to pass through the blocking software. All it takes is money. Did you hear the liberals were trashing Senator Rand Paul for daring to have an opinion about vaccination? They're saying, well, he's just an eye doctor anyway. And he's saying that he vaccinates his children. They made sure that that was known to everybody. I vaccinate my children, but the state doesn't own your children. And parents should have some input. Absolutely. And then Bill O'Reilly and Megyn Kelly made the unbelievable statement of some things require Big Brother, like vaccinations. Like a country, a government of a country should be in charge of what goes into your body. I still cannot get over it. Anyway, I'm telling you, Rand Paul and Chris Christie are just a couple of people that they're using to hang out there and sort of be in favor of parental rights to make a decision. But ladies and gentlemen, it's going to get ugly. And I think you need to hear Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on Friday. She's going to tell you how ugly it probably is going to get and what we need to do about it. And I hope you listen to her on Friday. If you are a non-vaxxer, if you're against vaccines, if you choose not to vaccinate, please listen on Friday. Now, this story is about as egregious as it gets when it comes to adulteration of supplements. They did a study on herbal supplements, and they went to several stores to find out if they contained what they said they contained. Now, that's why we've told you over and over again, don't buy from the box stores. Don't buy your vitamins there, your supplements there. There is a huge, good reason not to, and now the Washington Post has printed it. That they found out, they tested something like ginkgo biloba and said that it contained mustard, wheat, radish, and other substances decidedly not herbal in nature and not hardly any ginkgo biloba. Now, this was an investigation that was done by the New York State Attorney General's Office into store brand supplements. Now, we're talking store brand supplements. They tested GNC, Target, Walgreens, and Walmart. Ladies and gentlemen, at Walmart, are you ready for this? They found that only 4% of the items they said were in their supplements were in there. In other words, missing 96% of the herbal remedies. I've told you and told you, and lots of people say this. Buy from reputable people like the Power Mall. Don't buy from those companies. They have their own companies that make for them, GNC, Target, Walgreens, and Walmart, and they're not what they say they are. Only 4% of the items were in the Walmart stuff. That is huge. Someone also told me, I don't know if this is true or not, that a beautician said that hair color is made specifically for Walmart and really should be looked into as to what is in that hair color that lots of people buy at Walmart. I still can't get over that story. About 4% of the items are in Walmart. Now, there are a little bit more in GNC, Target, and Walgreens, but really, come on. More than 4%? That's not really going to change any. That's not going to make a big difference. But I would encourage you to please, please, please buy reputable items. If you're going to be taking them, buy reputable items. Because it is a, it's a big commitment. When you put those in your body, you want to make sure you're doing and giving it the best things that you can. But anyway, this investigation by the New York State Attorney General's office, they have given all four of those companies, by the way, have received cease and desist orders and letters demanding that they stop selling a number of their dietary supplements, a few of which were found to contain the herbs, not to contain any of the herbs on the label. And there were allergens in there also. They used a process called DNA barcoding. I'm not quite sure what that is, but the investigators tested 24 products in 7 different types of herbs. I'll bet they'll be testing everybody before long. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
Yeah, and what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
For joining us. Seriously, I mean that. And please take advantage of the items that we have at the Power Mall. Please, please, please. Dr. Sherry Rogers will be joining us next to talk about vitamin K. So a lot of people have been wanting to hear about that. We're going to talk to her. And then in the third hour, we're going to talk to Martin Patella about the importance of magnesium and also Miracle 2 soap, which is just phenomenal. So much better than anything else out there. There are six preventable disorders that America has manufactured, perpetuated, and propagated. Are you aware of this? In fact, Natural News says that all of these that I'm going to mention right now have been created by basically what? Doctors? I don't want to say doctors, but health industry. The quote-unquote health industry, even though they call it, you know, vaccinations or preventable disorders. Cancer, arthritis, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease, osteoporosis, and heart disease. Do you realize they barely existed over 100 years ago? Natural remedies were in full swing then, back before. They had the herbal healers, they had the American Indians, they had the midwives, and we didn't have those diseases. Six preventable disorders that America has manufactured, perpetrated, or propagated. Cancer, arthritis, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, osteoporosis, and heart disease. B vitamin deficiency will drive you insane. Now, there's a lot of food sources that are listed in the article. Go to the Power Hour News section or the email blast. If you have not signed up for the email blast, it's free. Go to the Power Hour website. Sign up for the incredible email blast that Catherine does every single day on the programs here. Seven must-have spices to stockpile for survival. Thought you'd be interested in this one. I was. What are seven of the most important for survival and health? Number one, cinnamon. You can flavor everything from drinks to desserts, but it provides a number of health benefits. And it just doesn't taste good, but it is good for you. Anti-blood clotting properties helps relieve arthritis. And added to food, it retards spoilage and bacterial growth. It acts as a preservative. Oregano. Of course, we know about that. It is a spice that's very strong. It has antifungal, antiseptic, and anti-inflammatory properties, as well as beneficial effects on the respiratory system. It says oregano may be helpful in treating different types of cancers. Rosemary, commonly used along with oregano to add flavor to Italian food and other cuisines. Rosemary is a natural immune system booster, analgesic properties. It helps with digestion and beneficial effects in the liver. Helps with respiratory ailments also. Turmeric, aside from its distinctive flavor, and we do have turmeric by the pound at the Power Hour, powerful antiseptic and antibacterial properties, its anti-inflammatory properties, pain reliever, treatment for arthritis. Also has been reported to help Alzheimer's sufferers and is a natural antidepressant. Skin conditions such as psoriasis can be treated effectively with turmeric. Interesting. Thyme, another versatile spice with a unique flavor that can be used in a variety of dishes. Anti-inflammatory, antibacterial. Then ginger. And we have all these at the Power Mall, by the way, in one-pound bags. Very inexpensive. They are organic. You can get them by calling 877-817-9829. So let me go over those again. I'll give you some more in just a second. But cinnamon, oregano, rosemary, turmeric, thyme, ginger. We all know that ginger is good for menstrual cramps, morning sickness, motion sickness, natural preventative for colds and flu, and it can be used for treating a lot of good things. It's pain relieving, anti-inflammatory properties. So ginger. And then the last